Naomi Klein makes a kind of an argument about this because she did do a follow-up book to The Shock Doctrine, where she sort of thought in slightly more positive terms about how to resist it. It wasn't so much about his, this kind of like total strategy, but how to resist those moments of shock. And it was largely through this idea of just basically people knowing about that is a tactic that the right wing do, that when some crisis happens, it's not just some natural effect of there being a left-wing government in power. So there's a large element of education involved and trying to make more accessible this idea of, you know, the shock doctrine and of kind of ways of understanding, you know, systemic analysis. Because the left is obviously, it's been doing systemic analysis, you know, as long as the left has existed. But it hasn't always necessarily been presented that the sort of, you know, the method of analysing is often kind of, you know, it's quite academic. It's often quite, you know, closed off. There's small cliques of people who are doing, you know, your dialectics, and the vast majority of people are kind of a bit locked away from that, even on the left, but definitely on sort of the wider public. So if we can popularise a way of systems thinking, a kind of critical systems thinking, as well as, you know, this idea of that there is a particular concrete strategy that the right has been using, then that's one of the things that can help people be prepared for it, because they can understand what's happening there. They can sort of see, oh, well, this fits into this kind of pre-existing understanding I have. The shock relies on people not being able to understand what's going on and not having a narrative to fit it within. And it's that disorientation that then the right wing goes, well, it's either a case of they use that just because people are confused, or they say, well, we've got the answer, we've got a narrative, we know, you know, we can kind of put down things to kind of restore order. But if people already have a narrative, they can place this within, that they can already see this happening again and again and again, then it takes a huge amount of the edge of the shock off, and it makes that tactic much less likely to succeed.